AC Green Show.
Welcome to the AC Green Show podcast. And in case you're very new to this podcast, I'm all about thought-provoking critical thinking. Yeah, so this is critical thinking space. Never meant to harm or to offend. But if you are not a critical thinker and you don't like thought-provoking critical thinking, you may want to get up out of here. Because this may not be for you. Just understand that because I am black and I'm proud of my heritage, I'm going to talk and be pro-black. But that does not mean I'm anti anything or anybody else. I love you and you should love you. Yeah. But I'm going to love me, and I'm going to love my people, and I'm going to seek to empower my people. All right? Hey, listen, so what I want to deal with is this whole thing with the economy. Over the next, I say, 2, 3 to 5 years, it's going to be really different. It's going to be different. How do you know this, AC? Well, I am always looking for information, so I not only read a lot, I talk to a lot of people and of different stripes. That's right. I talk to Jewish folks. I talk to white folks. I talk to Greek folks. I talk to Italian folks. And I generally talk to those who are leading industry in some way, those who are moving and shaking in this space. Because we live in capitalism, I do understand that if we are able to, you know, excel, we're going to do that with information. And the best of the information in terms of capitalism is hearing it from the people who have a great stake in it. So I talk to capitalistic stakeholders, economists, and those people who have to make sure that, you know, they make a good bet on the economy or they lose a lot. And so when you talk to those people, you get kind of like the straight ahead, you know, info, because you kind of seeing how things are moving. So I do understand that in this country, where African Americans are concerned, we are not the pick of the litter anymore. No, we're not. And any of you that believe in capitalism, that if you're black, that you are the pick of the batch, you're not. You used to be, but you're not now. Does that mean that you're not viable? You're not worthy? Does that mean that there is no place for you where you're concerned? Nope. But it means you have to create your own space. Yeah, you have to create your own space, meaning you have to create your own businesses. You have to create your own industries. There was a time when it was much easier to get African Americans to function inside of this system willfully. But over the years, that has washed away. Think about it. Right now, if you go to hotels in and around the country, they're not open now during the pandemic, many of them. But you remember, you go and you housekeeping would come to clean up your room. I can guarantee you that 99.9% of the time, the housekeeping person was not black over the last 20, 30 years. There was a time black folks did housekeeping, all that. They cleaned houses. Great grandmas cleaned houses, right? But we decided some years ago that we were not doing that business no more. Nope, we not doing that business. So because we decided we are not doing that business anymore, Hispanics really got that whole thing, you know? And even some of the kids now, I hear them talking about, you know, fast food restaurants. Oh, I'm not going to work at McDonald's. I'm not going to work at it. Hey, yeah. So when you can decide where you want to work, and where you don't want to work, when you want to work, when you don't want to work, then that's the time when you need to be owning your own business and essentially taking care of your own culture. So right now we're not the pick because we're not the ones who will easily, willfully go to work for businesses inside this capitalistic system. So this capitalism, you know, they got their new real worker in their mind, and that worker would be Hispanic. Number one, they speak two languages and multiple languages, and they can communicate, you know, more effectively across larger numbers of people. That's number one. Number two, they're easily coerced, I'll say, into doing the kinds of work that the capitalistic structure and the businesses want them to do. And they'll do it like speak no evil, hear no evil. They'll just go to work and do what they got to do. Black folks ain't in that posture anymore. We have long left that posture. The problem is we left that posture without having our own shit. So how do you leave one thing, like mama used to tell you, boy, you don't want to abide by my rules, you better go out there and get your own house. You get it? And the same thing inside of capitalism. We literally left some of these jobs and positions, wage earning jobs, without having a system of our own. So now we're stuck in this country without a place to be. We don't want to work certain jobs because they're beneath us, and we didn't choose to own our own businesses. So is there a place for black folks in capitalism? Yeah. If you own and control your own industries, and that's what we have to be doing now. If we don't get together as a people and own and control our own industries, we are out of it, y'all, completely. Because there is not a place. And this economy now, as they reset everything, you know they're going to usher in technology. They're going to use this pandemic to usher in all the technology. They already have done it, really, because they have you and I in our homes. And, you know, I'm doing whole shows, podcasts, everything from a space in my home, you know. So technology is rolling in. And as they purge these jobs, because, you know, the job unemployment rate looks like it's going to be around 20%+. And the black community is always going to be higher because, you know, when white folks catch a cold, black folks catch double pneumonia. So it's going to be about 40% or even higher in the black community. So there is not going to be a place for black folks unless we create our own industries, unless we create our own places to be, our own jobs. It's so important now that black folks understand how to do business. You do not understand how deep this is. You gotta know how to do business. You gotta. It's not a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. You have to be able to take care of your housing, your utilities. You have to be able to take care of, you know, how you transport yourself, all the basic things. Your own, if it's nothing but, I don't know, selling masks on the corner. Whatever, bring, like the lady used to sell by my high school. She used to sell candy. It turns out, man, we thought it was a little old lady in a white dress. And years later, when we all got older, we found out she lived in a big old house in the suburbs. So selling candy consistently every day made her a whole lot of money. We need to think about owning business however we think about it, because that is going to be our salvation. Now, in this capitalistic structure, they do have a place for us. And you know what it is? The prison industrial complex. For-profit prisons, the whole nine yards, because they can make money on that. So they have a place for us, because, you know, when you starve people out, at some point they're going to commit a crime because they got to live. You've seen Trading Places with Eddie Murphy before. You've seen it. Yeah. The best of the white folks, man, to go to crime if you take all their money away. You get what I'm saying. So we need to clearly understand and get that we have to own and control businesses, because years ago, our people couldn't, it didn't have to be you, but it was our people. We decided there were some jobs that were we too good for. We ain't going to do them. And you don't believe me, check any hotel when they open back up and see who comes to clean the room. 90% of the times, 99% of the time, it will not be somebody black. Because there are jobs, and you hear our kids talking about how we not going to work at McDonald's. So, hey, you know, when you decide that you're big enough to move away from a system that can provide for you, you gotta be ready, really past ready. You have to already have your own thing set up. So I'm a big advocate for, you know, being in business. I've been in business for myself for years, man. Listen, I go all the way back to 1985, 88. You know, I've been in business a long time for myself, you know. All right. Yeah. So I just wanted to deal with that and really encourage our people that really we have to start and own businesses. I put together a module called AC Green's Online Business Mastermind Courses, and it's at my website, theacgreenshow.com. Just look for AC Green's Online Business Mastermind Courses at the website, theacgreenshow.com. You know, and I just think that we have to push ourselves and our children beyond the get a job program. We gotta demonstrate ownership, and we have to do it now. Thank you all for hanging out with me. Another episode down, and Got a new episode every single day. Hang out with us right here, the AC Green Show Daily Podcast. All right, be well, everybody. Don't forget, supercharge your immune system. This virus, it don't care who you are, what color you are. But if you've been eating, I'm going to have a podcast talking about the Popeye's chicken sandwich, man. Yeah, look for that. Look for that real soon. All right. Yeah, I love you all out there. Yeah, be well.